Good morning, Brendan. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks. Good to be with you.
So big city life, it's enticing, it appears. What is causing this regional town exodus, if you will?
Well, in your introduction, you mentioned, you know, that there's been more information technology and the like. But what we're finding is that with the shift to a services-based economy, more jobs are sort of really concentrating in our major cities. And despite all of that information technology, what it's doing is leading people to actually work closer together rather than further apart. There's also the decline in agriculture in regional and rural Victoria and Australia, essentially because you need fewer workers to run farms compared to, say, 50 years ago. And the decline of manufacturing as well has hit regional centres, particularly places like Geelong, pretty hard. And that all these factors are leading to more people moving to the cities. And so population growth in regional areas of Australia has tended to be pretty flat or declining over the last 5 to 10 years. But it's worth pointing out that incomes in regional areas are actually still growing roughly in line with incomes in the cities.
Oh, right. Wow. And so what kind of economic strategies could be put in place to help these towns survive?
Well, I think you need to be realistic first and foremost about what you're trying to achieve. So is building a lot of new infrastructure in regional areas, particularly once you get away from, if you're in Victoria, regional towns like Bendigo, Ballarat, Geelong, or perhaps even Shepparton, once you get away from them, you're talking about regions further out from that, is building a lot of new infrastructure, you're going to spark an economic renaissance. Is it going to lead to a lot more jobs, a lot more people working in that area? No, it's probably not. But what you can do is make the best life you can for the people who are living in those areas, which means getting education and training right so people have got the right opportunities and making sure the areas are the really good places to live. So making sure you've got access to good health services. So particularly as regional areas are ageing, that the people who are living in those areas continue to see them as being really good places to live and really attractive. And that's the best bet that most regional towns have to make sure that they continue to prosper and survive.
Yeah, I mean, I was just about to ask what kind of incentives these towns could put in place to help people stay. But I guess, yeah, the guarantee of like a comfortable aged care facility maybe, or somewhere to kind of, yeah, continue the end of their life. I mean, that sounds terrible.
Areas that are close to the ocean in particular are still going pretty well in the sense that populations are growing. Because, you've got the whole sea change vibe. People are very happy to move to a regional centre that's either within 1.5 to 2 hours of the capital city or on the coast for lifestyle reasons. And then those towns tend to do quite well, and it's all about making sure you're servicing them well. It is making sure you've got aged care facilities in town, that there are enough doctors so that people can get the health care and teachers and the like as well, so people can get the education that they need. But beyond that, it can be pretty tricky to throw a lot of money. It'd be very easy to throw a lot of money at some of those regional towns, and it may not make that big a difference in the long run.
Yeah, I was going to ask what kind of government strategies could be initiated as well.
I suppose once you get beyond the issues around providing services and making sure that those areas are doing well, job promotion schemes in regional areas tend not to work particularly well. One approach that some small towns have taken is to make sure they're very open to cultural change and for example, to getting newly settled migrants or refugees to live in their communities. And that appears to have made some difference in some towns. Mm. And so being willing to accept that for the towns to continue to prosper, the sort of cultural makeup of the town may in fact change as well is one way you can do it as well.
Right, and maybe looking abroad as well, are there any examples of past success with these kinds of strategies?
Well, Australia is quite unique in the sense that it's a combination of particularly concentrated urban cities. So the share of population living in Australian cities is very high, major Australian cities is very high by global standards. So if you look at the United States or you're looking at a lot of European communities, because the climate and the soil and everything else is different, as well as the time in which they were settled. So Australian cities were settled at a point when things like the railways already existed. And so you tend to have more dispersed major towns with relatively small agricultural communities in between that are kind of there for farming. Whereas if you look at the United States or Europe, a lot more of those areas were settled before transportation made it easier to move goods and services, goods around, and so more of those towns were larger and had larger industrial bases. So Australia is, in a sense, unique in having a combination of really concentrated cities where, you know, upwards of 70% of the population are living in those top five cities, and then relatively dispersed small towns around. But one thing we do notice is that the cities, regional cities, are also growing, or at least standing still, in part because they're sucking up people and jobs and economic activity from the areas around them. So towns, say, for example, like Mildura, you know, hasn't done that badly in terms of population and the like, but what it's done is it's pulled people that would otherwise be living in the surrounding areas, or Bendigo has pulled people from smaller towns like Elmore and so on that are around them. But it's essentially meant that the medium-sized towns are doing okay, but the areas around them are not.
Right.
Well, and when I say not doing okay, their incomes are still okay. They're still growing. They have lower incomes in regional areas in the cities, but they're still growing at the same rate. It's just there are fewer people.
Mm. Well, hopefully we can get some more people into those regional towns. Thank you so much for your time today on the show, Brendan.
Thank you, Julie.